All right, we're going to have some really great music now. We're coming towards the end, but we have a couple of great bands, so I don't want you to all get up and leave. And I don't want you to forget to get these T-shirts, which we're selling. We need to move the T-shirts, and they're beautiful. Proud Progressive, or if you like, Fighting Bob. Where's Whitman? Is Whitman here?
Somewhere.
All right. So I'm going to reintroduce Ann Feeney, Labor Troubadour. She's going to sing some songs, and Sean Michael Dargan is going to join her. Then I'm going to say a few words, and then we're going to have a fantastic concert by the Getaway Drivers. So don't go away.
Hey, Ruth, where can I buy a beer?
Get a beer right outside. Come back.
Anybody here watch Mad Men? I was watching it the other night. Right after I had seen the video of that, of what's that guy, Rice cold-cocking his fiance in the elevator. And here's the song they ended with. They often play music at the end of their episodes. He hit me, and it felt like a kiss. That's right. He hit me. And it felt like a kiss. So I'm thinking to myself, that can't possibly have been a serious song. That must have been the B-side of some, you know, crappy group. No, no, no. I looked it up. It's by the Crystals. The Crystals were the number one girl band in the United States. They had hits with He's a Rebel and the Do-Ron-Ron. And it gets worse. The song was written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin and produced by Phil Spector, and was totally on a trajectory to go to the top of the charts, except that American Women said, "What?" And that was the end of that song. It never really got much of a following. But it's amazing how the culture has worked us over. And this is a little medley of songs I put together when we were working for the ERA. We were on the bus on the way to Chicago. Yes, still we can't agree that equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. We live in a country that couldn't agree on that simple language. God knows we'll never agree on it now. When people ask of me, what would you like to be? Now that you're not a kid anymore? I know just what to say. I answer right away. There's just one thing that I'm looking for. I wanna be Bobby's girl. I wanna be Bobby's girl. Yes, that's the personal career goal I've defined for my life in the 21st century. If I was Bobby's girl, if I was Bobby's girl, oh, what a faithful, thankful girl I'd be. You know what? This is a little too high for me today. We'll try this. I love him, I love him, I love him. And where he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. He'll always be my true love, my true love, my true love. From now until forever, 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 I will follow him. Ever since he touched my hand, I knew him I always must be. Nothing will keep him from me. He is my destiny. Yeah, that's what he is. I love him, I love him, I love him. And where he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. Johnny get angry, Johnny get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man. I want a caveman. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. They made this Grammy Award-winning vocalist, Joni Summers, sing, I want a caveman. And then to add insult to injury, they put a kazoo solo on it. To know him is to love him. Just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile. Yes, to know him is to love him. And I do, 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 and I. Where the boys are, someone waits for. I love him, and where he goes, I'll follow. I wanna be Bobby's girl. I wanna be Bobby's girl. Someday my prince will come, then we could be married, and we would be happy. Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
Used to play with that amp.
So yes, it's a crazy world we live in. One of my favorite mentors I'll just switch gears here a little. I've read some science fiction and I know how to tell a human from an android. It's a lesson I learned well. If it doesn't have a navel, it's an alien at best. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's the belly button test. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. If it cannot pass the test, the belly button test, it's from some lawyer's office or a pterodactyl's nest. Don't tell me it's a person, it is a thing possessed. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. Let's hear ya. It's the belly button test, it's the belly button test. Corporation cannot pass the belly button test. Corporations buy elections and politicians too. And though they cannot reproduce, they surely love to screw. Screw the forests, screw the oceans, screw the people without rest. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's the belly button test. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. Well, I got resounding praise for the corporate welfare polka last night, a polka of my own composition. But this one was written by a woman by the name of Joan Hill. That is not a pseudonym. And it's her take on the healthcare system. Any nurses out there today? All right. This is for you warriors out there. It's we're nursing as fast as we can. We're running with bandages and bedpans. Our patients are sicker, the discharges are quicker, and the reasons are slicker why we can't afford more nurses who are nursing as fast as they can. More cuts in nursing are planned. Oh, our load isn't lighter, but the staffing is tighter. We are nursing as fast as we can. Your anxiety's legitimate, I'll grant. You've been admitted for a liver transplant. You watch the nurses scurry, everybody's in a hurry. You've just begun, no worry that we won't have time for you. Our time is limited, you must understand. We can't do right by you within our budget. And your insurance plan's so tight, you can't even spend the night. We've gotta send you home to do the best you can. Meanwhile, we're nursing as fast as we can. We're running with bandages and bedpans. Our patients are sicker, the discharges are quicker, and the reasons are slicker why we can't afford more nurses who are nursing as fast as they can. More cuts in nursing are planned. Our schedule's obnoxious and the pace is preposterous. We are nursing as fast as we can. I feel I must apologize to you. You messed your bed and had to lie in doo-doo. Oy. I was very busy, I was running in a tizzy. I over-optimistically thought I'd have time for you, but I had seven other patients too. One of them was bleeding in his pillow. When priorities were reckoned, it was you who came in second, and first was all that I had time to do. Meanwhile, we're nursing as fast as we can. We're running with bandages and bedpans. The discharges are quicker and the reasons are slicker why we can't afford more nurses who are nursing as fast as they can. More cuts in nursing are planned. Oh, infection is spreading and mistakes we are dreading. We are nursing as fast as we can. We worry for our patients, yes we do. They come to us much sicker than they used to. We know we need trained nurses, but the bosses watch their purses. When it's patient safety versus profit, we know what they'll do. Nurses who are registered must go. They hire nurses' aides because they're cheaper. We know for patients' sake this could be a grave mistake. It's a chance they'll take to save a little dough. Meanwhile, we're nursing as fast as we can. We're running with bandages and bedpans. What's in them is stinking, just like management's thinking. As our standards are sinking, while the risks we take are rising. Like the salaries for those at the top. This misallocation must stop. Our superfluous superiors sit upon their posteriors in the comfy interiors of their offices and lounges while we're nursing as fast as we can. We must find a way to demand that patients won't be dying cause some corporation's trying to cut nursing as fast as they can. Single payer still the only real plan. Oh, we have so much talent here today. I don't want to hog the stage. Shh. Well, I'll do one more, and then I want Sean to come up and join me. This is from Kristen Lems, a wonderful Chicago writer. Ah! They end up like arrowheads, scattered around the countryside. First they'll ban abortion, birth control is next. Then comes sex when you're not married. Finally out goes sex. Put the prayers back in the schools, install parochial aid. Allow for corporal punishment, and then you've got it made. We're going back, back to the good old days when men were really men and women were their slaves. We're going back, back a couple of centuries and welcome back the days of the theocracy. You know, with that decision about getting rid of the terrorist zone where people can harass, now harassment is back in the clinics. It's just like the 80s, what fun. The next to go is daycare, it's all that commie plot. What could be more fulfilling than a child wanted or not? A woman's work is housework, God wanted it that way. A salary degrades us, so we shouldn't work for pay. We're going back, back to the good old days when men were really men and women knew their place. We're going back, back a couple of centuries and welcome back the days of the theocracy. Theocracy is a pretty big word to be using in an outdoor festival. It's a government that's run directly by God and the men who know what is on his mind. The family is so holy, there must be no divorce. If a wife is not content, she must adjust, of course. If he's forced to beat her, it's all for her own good. She must know what her limits are, as every woman should. We're going back, back to the good old days when men were manly men and women knew their place. We're going back, back a couple of centuries and welcome back the days of the theocracy. They teach us woman's lot is love, honor, and obey. And though their crusty notions seem like jokes to us today, they are sitting in our capitals, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Texas, Florida, and voting on our lives. If we don't stop them now, our freedom will not long survive. No going back, back to those lousy days when men were really masters and women were their slaves. Let's move ahead, ahead for future centuries and build a world that's based on true democracy and build a world that's based on true equality.
Thank you, Anne Feeney.